Then what took place, Kevin?
It was there at Meribah that the Lord laid before them the following conditions to test their commitment to him. If you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God.
If you will listen. Mm-hmm. Do you know the only thing when you're born that is perfect is your hearing? Somebody didn't hear me. Baby's eyesight has to grow. It's weak when they're born, and the eyesight has to come along. The only thing that's perfect when you're born is your hearing. You have 20/20 hearing. You have 20/20 vision. Well, when you're born, your hearing is perfect. That's one thing that doesn't have to grow with your age. Eyesight, and that does. Your hair, you're born bald, your hair grows. Your body grows. Your nose grows. Your eyes, they gain strength and then they begin to see. But your hearing is perfectly normal from the day that you're born. You say, proven. Well, Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant. Watch out now. Watch out. Uh-oh. You see, I back up what I say. A lot of people say a lot of things, but they can't back up what they say. But I back up what I say. Because Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, was 6 months pregnant. And Mary comes by and salutes Elizabeth. And it said the babe, John the Baptist, leaped in her womb for joy. What made John the Baptist leap? Heard the voice of Mary. And I remember years ago on television, they were conducting a test and they said that father should put the mouth near the mother's belly when she's pregnant and talk to the child. And little Vincent Eugene knows my voice. Sister Fitzgerald. He knows my voice. You say, how does Vincent Eugene know my voice? Because while mother was pregnant, he was here at church. And while he was here, he could hear. Because when John the Baptist, in his mother's womb, while she was 6 months pregnant, leaped in her womb for what?
Joy.
For what?
Joy.
For what?
Joy.
He couldn't see, but he could hear. And I said he could feel. Can you say hallelujah? I said not only could he hear, but he felt the Spirit. That's what hearing is. Hearing is a feeling. What do you think sound is? Sound is a feeling. That's what hearing is. It's sound waves that go little bone inside the ear and it begins to vibrate and the vibrations make a sound in there, and that's how you are able to understand. Well, John could understand while he was in mommy's tummy. You see, it's only those whom God chooses that can understand. Somebody didn't hear me. It's only those whom God chooses. The disciples said, why do you speak in parables? And Jesus said, the mystery of the kingdom of God isn't given to everyone to know. It's those whom God sees a value in. God sees a value in you. People may not see the value in you. But when God chooses you, he said, I see something in them that has a value.
Amen.
God ain't going to choose you if you're not worth anything. If you're not worth anything, you're going to be discarded. God chooses things that are of value. Her heard this salutation and leaped in Elizabeth's womb for joy. You know the revival that's coming in the world? It's capital J. It's capital O. I'll tell you it again, and it's capital Y. You know why it's a revival of joy? Because of the blessings of God, not only spiritually, but physically and financially. Not only spiritually, but physically and financially. I'll tell you one more time. The reason for joy is because of the blessings spiritually, physically, financially. That's why, amen, we are able to rejoice, because God is opening the door and the shackles are dropping off. Can you say hallelujah? I said, can you say glory to God? Oh, hallelujah. I said glory. What happened, Kevin?
If you will listen.
If you'll do what?
If you will listen.
If you will do what?
Listen.
Go ahead.
To the voice of the Lord your God and obey it and do what is right, then I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Read that one more time.
If you will listen.
If you will listen.
To the voice of the Lord your God.
To what?
To the voice.
To the voice of God. You say, what is the will of God? The will of God is faithfulness. Amen. That's all he's looking for. Not looking for anything else. Just simply trusting in him. God isn't looking for perfection. And if you're looking for perfection in your children, you're making a terrible mistake. When I went to high school, I all thought I was going to be like my older brother, the graduate with all the awards. Valedictorian, science, math. He had them all. He made the valedictorian speech, and then I started high school right after his graduation. They were sorely disappointed with me. They thought another genius had arrived. Another genius was there on the scene. Here he is, another prophet. They start out, my Lord, this is great. But you see the difference between me and him. I heard the voice of God. I said the difference between me and him is that I heard. You see, the Lord did not say to the disciples when he gave one 5 talents, another 2, and another 1, and the one came back and had 10. The Lord didn't say, well done, thou good and successful servant. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
You see, the world looks at success. Oh, how successful that person is. The Lord ain't looking at success. He's looking at faithfulness. He said, well done, thou good and what? Faithful servant. The one that had 2 talents and brought 2 more back, you can read it at home in Matthew the 25th chapter. The Lord said to the man now with the 4 talents, well done, thou good and what? Faithful what? Servant. Didn't say successful servant, called him a faithful servant. One that put his trust in the Lord. That's what pleases the Lord, when you simply put your trust in him. You can't be faithful unless there's trust. You can't be faithful unless there is trust. And the one with the 1 talent that went and hid it, the Lord says, you are an unprofitable servant. Cast that one out into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. What else, Kevin? Read it again.
If you will listen.
If you'll listen.
to the voice of the Lord your God.
Put your trust in him. That's all it means. Put your trust in him, faithful. Go ahead.
And obey it.
Go ahead.
And do what is right.
Go ahead.
Then I will not make you suffer the disease.
I will not make you suffer. Amen. Some of you have been through your suffering, but I'm here to tell you that the bitter waters are going to be made sweet. I said before, the coming of the Lord, there is going to be a restoration. You know why? Because you've held on and you trusted God. You say, how do you know when you trust God? When you're high all the time and everything's going all right? No, when everything is going all wrong. And you can hold on and hang on to the promises of God. I said, this is what pleases God. When it seems like everything is going all wrong. But Lord, I believed. I went to church. Just hang on. Hallelujah. God is looking for trust, for faithfulness. I said the doors are going to open and the shackles are going to drop off. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I was called to a hospital in Colorado one time, and the baby had spinal meningitis, and they didn't want to give it a blood transfusion because of the religious belief of the parents. They didn't want to give the baby a blood transfusion. And the grandparents called me up. They said, please go pray for the baby. Doctors, nurses said, you can't go in the room. It's contagious. I said, well, there's doctors in there. So, well, if you want to go in, said, we're going to let you know it's contagious. So they put a robe on me, and they put a mask over my face. They didn't know I had a built-in filtering system. They didn't know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they threw them in the fiery furnace, had a built-in filtering system. He had a built-in filtering system. Their lungs should have been singed. Their lungs should have been burnt up. Amen. When they breathed that heat, when they took in breath, I'm sure while I was there, they had a breath. Amen. But the Lord gave them a built-in filtering system. Amen. And while they were in there, there was another man in the furnace with them at their lowest point. You say, why'd they go in the furnace? Because at their lowest point, that is when they received their greatest
miracle. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I said, that is when they received their greatest miracle at their lowest point. Another man was in there. And that man that was in there was the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, I see miracles and I see healing and I see victory and I see the blessings of the Lord. He maketh rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Can you say glory to God? So what happened, Kevin?
It says, I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord.
I am what?
I am the Lord.
I am what?
The Lord.
That does what?
That heals you.
You say, what is the nature of God? You don't have to beg God. He is saying, my nature is a healing God.
Amen.
He's telling you right there. He says, my nature is to heal you spiritually, physically, and financially. He said, I am a healing what?
God.
I am a what kind of a God?
A healing God.
What kind of a God is he?
A healing God.
He said, I am. That's the same words that he told Moses when you go down the face Pharaoh. Tell him, I am hath sent thee. He is the El Shaddai, Kevin.
He's the El Shaddai, the big-breasted God.
He's the big-breasted God. It means that God has more than enough for you.
Amen.
And you say hallelujah. I said God has more than enough. He will provide and he will meet every need. That's what blessed represents. It represents provision. Hello? What we hide in America and people make money on, overseas they walk around like men do. Topless. To them, it's just as normal as a man would walk. Here in America, they made money off of it. People go buy these books, they want to look at someone's breast. What a bunch of maniacs. You go overseas, you see it all for free. I was over there preaching, and mamas would be breastfeeding their babies in church. Hello? I'm just telling you the way it is. Here in America, they hide it up and they cover it up and they hope you want a peep, you're going to pay. I mean, when I was a kid in school, we always had National Geographic magazine. I saw everything I wanted to see in National Geographic. I didn't have to go out and buy any books. And you did the same thing, huh? See, I'm telling on you today. Did the same exact thing, didn't you? Got in the National Geographic, you can see whatever you want. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you the way it is. That's how the world operates. They make it all mass. Something the Lord says, he's a big-breasted God. You know what he's saying? You don't have to pay for it either.
Amen.
Some of you didn't hear me.
Amen.
The Lord is telling you, you don't have to pay for it either. Some of you didn't hear. I said, the Lord said, you don't have to pay for it. Here in America, they make you pay. Hide and everything. You want to see it, it's going to cost you something. Everything in America costs you something. You want to be healed, it's going to cost you something. You want a miracle from God, it's going to cost you something. I'm just telling you the way it is. We're supposed to honor God, not because we're looking for something, but out of thanksgiving and gratitude for what the Lord has done for us, that he is our healer, that he is our provider. We give out of thanksgiving and out of gratitude. That's what tithing and that's what offering should be, out of gratitude for what he has done for us. Not that we're trying to buy something from God. This ain't a peep show, honey. I said, God's word will tell you everything you want to know. National Geographics. I said, can you say glory? Can you say hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You sure you read that right, Kevin?
Yes, I did.
You have to pay for it?
No, you don't.
What does it say?
He said, I am the Lord that heals
you. I am what? If you listen?
If you will listen.
Go back and... Go ahead.
If you will listen to the voice.
Listen to the voice.
Of the Lord your God.
The Lord your God.
And obey it. And do what is right. Then I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that heals you.
I am what?
I am the Lord who heals you.
I am what?
The Lord who heals
what you. What does he do?
He heals us.
He heals us. Say the peep show.
Nope.
Don't work that way, folks.
Nope.
God says if you listen.
Amen.
We honor God out of gratitude. Out of thanksgiving. Amen. That's why we honor the Lord. Gratitude and thanksgiving. Because he is the Lord that heals us.
Amen.
Amen. And because of faithfulness and your patience possess your soul. And Paul says, we have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, what is the will of God? Simply trusting in him. That's the will of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. What does it say in Deuteronomy 6:5, Kevin? What does Moses say? What's the first and greatest commandment? What does he say?
It's about loving the Lord with all your heart, soul.
You got it there?
Strength, I'm getting it.
Moses said, go ahead.
Okay, I'll start in the fourth verse.
Go ahead.
He says, Israel, listen.
Listen, here we go again.
Jehovah is our God.
Jehovah is your God.
Jehovah alone.
Him alone.
You must love him.
Must what?
You must love him.
Must what?
Love
How
him.
How many know love is trust?
Amen.
Well, go around saying you're loving God and then you don't trust him. It's like folks, they say, I love you, but you don't trust him. Hello. How many know that love is trust? So people go around saying they love God. Oh, I love you, Lord. And then when they get out where the bitter waters are, they lose their love because they don't have trust in the one that they love. And some of you know what I'm talking about. Amen. You thought it was love, but you found out you couldn't trust the one that you thought you loved. You hear me today? It's going to change your life. God's going to open the doors for you. Can you say amen? Jesus said truth will make you what?
Free.
Truth will make you what?
Free.
He said you shall know the truth and the truth will make you what? Free. So Moses said we have to do what, Kevin? Listen.
First he said listen.
Listen to this. Go ahead.
Jehovah is our God.
He's our God. Go ahead.
Jehovah alone.
Alone.
You must love him.
Must love him.
With all.
All.
Your heart.
Go ahead.
Soul.
Go ahead.
And might.
Uh-huh.
And you must think constantly.
Uh-huh.
About these commandments I am giving you today.
And that commandment is just trust in the Lord. With all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your pathway. So Moses said in Exodus 15, Kevin, that if we listen to him, he's the Lord that healeth us.
He's the Lord that heals us.
Go ahead, read it again.
If you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God and obey it and do what is right, then I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you.
I am what?
I am the Lord who heals you.
Go ahead.
And they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs.
How many? The number 12 represents authority?
That's right.
Came to Elim and there were 12 springs of water. Represents the authority of the believer. 12 tribes of Israel. 12 months in the year. That number 12 is authority. That's what the Lord is saying. That if you'll hearken, not only will he keep the disease from you, but he'll give you the authority. You drink of the living water. And when you drink of the living water, you will have authority. And not only did he give them the 12 wells, but he gave them 70 trees.
70 palm trees.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's prosperity.
What, Kevin?
Palm trees represent refreshment, shade, and prosperity.
What do palm trees represent?
Refreshment, shade, and prosperity.
What do palm trees represent?
Refreshment, shade, and prosperity.
What do they represent?
Refreshment, shade, and prosperity.
What did you say?
Prosperity.
Yeah.
Refreshment.
Yeah.
And shade.
Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Listen, the next verse says, I will praise him, but we're going to change that. I will trust him. I will trust him. That's what love is. That's what love is.